Item 26 from Corporation Counsel, submitting a passive review contract amendment in the amount of $40,000 from $250,000 to $290,000 with White, Hirschbeck, and Dudek, SC, to provide legal representation of Milwaukee County and O'Donnell Park claims. This item was also considered by the Committee on Judiciary, Safety, and General Services, where on September 10, 2015, they took no action. This item is passive review and informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Mr. Barber?
Mr. Chairman, as indicated, this is a passive review contract amendment, $40,000 from $250,000 to $290,000. This is for the law firm that has been representing the county for the county's claims against the contractors and other parties, which resulted in a jury verdict in the fall of 13 of $6 million in favor of the county for the repair costs for O'Donnell Park and the loss of revenue at O'Donnell Park. That case is extremely complicated. There's actually three cases that are consolidated together for that trial, and there are parties across the board involved in those lawsuits. There was probably about a year's worth of motions after verdict and issues that were developed following the trial, some of them involving the county, but more of them involving the insurance company for the contractors and the plaintiffs, the injured parties, attorneys. Anyway, those motions have all been resolved, and the appeals have finally been filed now by the defendants who are appealing. And it is now in front of the Court of Appeals. The briefing has not yet started, but it will be starting soon. It took a long time, frankly, just to create the transcript from the trial court. It was such a lengthy three-week trial. In any event, we are now about to start briefing at the Court of Appeals. I asked our outside counsel, we were essentially running out of money, what their estimate was for their fees to complete the briefing in the Court of Appeals. I expect this is going to go to the Supreme Court, and I'll be back again at some date in the future, but for the time being, this is the number they gave me. The number they gave me was $35,000. I rounded it to $40,000 to complete the Court of Appeals, the first level of appeal. Now, so I was asked one time in the past, you know, let's assume all this gets done, you know, how are we going to collect on our $6 million? And that's an open question right now, because as it stands right now, we can collect this amount from the insurance company, from one of the contractors, but that's one of the primary issues on appeal, is whether that insurance company will have to be responsible for this or not. And so there are a whole large number of issues that really aren't worth getting into, I don't think, today, but the plaintiffs, who have verdicts in their favor substantially more than ours for the death and the personal injuries, obviously have the same collection concerns that we have. So.
My recollection is you paid about $600,000. $600,000. Milwaukee County was responsible for about $600,000.
The judgment against us, I believe, was less than that. My memory, and I don't have it in front of me, I thought it was $170,000.
Oh, really? That's okay.
That's been paid by the mutual, and yes. The county is done as a defendant in the case.
And Liberty Mutual is appealing.
They're the primary insurance company that's appealing, yes.
Any questions? Supervisor Jersey.
Is there any talk of negotiations going on at this point?
My understanding is there was a little bit of discussion along those lines, but it really didn't go anywhere. The issues are too substantial. For the insurance company, it's an almost all or nothing, and we're talking about a total of, I think, $40 million. So there was some talk. I wasn't party to it, but there was some talk, and I don't believe it's gone anywhere.
So is your expectation that this would be a full appeal?
That's right now. That would be my expectation.
And with the money
yes.
involved, we're probably going to have Supreme Court too.
Well, Supreme Court for two reasons. The money involved obviously is one, but there are a couple issues in this case that are fairly novel legal issues, and it has to do with the statute of limitations, or what's called the statute of repose, and an exception to the statute of repose for concealment of construction defects. And so it's an issue that there's not much law in Wisconsin on, so that will be the primary issue. There's an issue on the bad faith law related to the insurance company, which is bad faith of insurance company. That law is not novel, but this is an aspect of it that's fairly novel. So
latent defects, I assume that's part of that proposed statute.
Well, the argument is misrepresentation or concealment of defects.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other comments? Pleasure of the committee? Take no action. No action will be taken for this particular item. Item number